Hi, this is Mrs. Gousset, and I am a first-degree black belt here at Changing Lives Martial Arts. Today, I wanted to talk with you about this testing cycle's life skill, and that is communication. The ATA Leadership Handbook says that communication is the link between the world and me. Communication is the key to any relationship, whether it be personal or a business relationship. The very word communication comes from the word common. And when we communicate with someone else, we are trying to find a way to share a common ground or thought with them. There are two types of communication that we can use: verbal communication and nonverbal communication. Verbal communication is when we use our words to share our thoughts and feelings to someone else. The words themselves can be useful in sharing our message, but so can other parts of our speech that we can change when communicating. If you have something exciting to communicate, do you think someone would feel your excitement if you whispered it to them? More likely, if you are excited and want to communicate that verbally to someone, you will say your words in a loud and excited manner. If you're communicating something sad, you may use a quiet volume and speak more slowly. These are all ways we can communicate verbally with others to share our thoughts and feelings. Nonverbal communication is how we communicate with others without saying a word. Nonverbal communication includes body language, physical touch, eye contact, and even your physical appearance. Our body language is the nonverbal way we communicate with others how we might be feeling. If you are paying attention to your instructor in class, your body language will communicate that to them by standing tall, bowing respectfully, and following their directions when asked. If someone says something you like, a smile can share that with them. A roll of your eyes might mean you are bored and not listening to what the person is saying. Speaking of eyes, eye contact is also important and is another nonverbal communication tool. When we give someone eye contact, we communicate with them that we are paying attention and are listening to what they are communicating with us. Physical touch is another way we can communicate without words. A pat on the back, a firm, respectful handshake, or a hug to someone we love are all ways we can use physical touch to communicate with others. Finally, our physical appearance can communicate nonverbally to others as well. When we care about ourselves and our surroundings, we have our physical appearance match those cares. When in class, for example, a sign of respect for the school and your instructor is to have a clean, neatly pressed uniform. A dirty, wrinkled uniform communicates something very different that you may not care or respect what you are doing and learning. While communicating with others is important, sometimes we also have to communicate to ourselves. One of the most challenging forms of communication is that with yourself, when you have to take a look at who you are currently and who you want to be, and have some discussions with yourself about the things you need to do to reach your goals. Maybe you need to be a better listener to your parents or instructors so that you can learn important skills and practice safely. Maybe you haven't been very nice to a friend lately and need to think about that you have been using your communication to hurt them rather than make them feel better. You first have to have that conversation with yourself and then find a way to communicate that apology to your friend with both your verbal and nonverbal communication skills. Communication gives us the chance to share our thoughts and feelings with the world around us and to find common ground with others, as well as to reflect internally about ourselves and our actions. As you can see, communication really is the link between you and the world. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Stay tuned on our website, watch.atakick.com, for more podcasts from the other instructors.